BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes the final destination of the road to the Lolathon as Chris makes it to Northern Ireland. Another round of bangers. And also, what extents have you gone up to for a hookup? And who's series linking Coronation Street in my house? Because it's not me.
Scott Mills.
It's Radio 1's 24-hour Lolathon for Rednose Day.
Chris Stark is on the road to the Lolathon. Hello.
Hello.
I've been really enjoying your updates, you know.
It's just been ridiculous. Like, the whole thing has been so fun. But this morning and sort of mucking around in Muff has been one of my favourite things ever. I love this place.
It seems everyone's been super friendly.
I've never encountered a place that is more welcoming than Muff.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, literally, from the second we arrived, people have wanted to come over and talk to us and give us jokes and stuff like that. Do you know what? I'm going to put it out there. Muff is just wonderful. I mean, I love Muff.
You've had a ridiculous couple of days. And then entered Muff this morning on Greg's show. I know you've met so many welcoming Radio 1 listeners along the way. And thank you so much already for the massive support you've given to the Lolathon, guys. We've got quite a few jokes now in the Book of Lol. Do you feel you could do more, or do you feel that you've now had your fill of Muff?
Absolutely not. No, I can't get enough Muff. It's of Muff. It's a wonderful place.
Mm. And
you've got to be very careful.
Most ridiculous photo I've seen is you in the diving outfit there.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest moments. I think that's my profile picture sorted for life.
So what's the plan now?
We need to move on because we want to try fit in one more place. We're going to head to the Giant's Ring. That's going to be the final the final place we start. We've also got to get back because obviously we've got a Lolathon to do tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm nowhere near where we're actually doing it. So we've got to travel back and try get all that done. But you know what? Most importantly, I don't know how you found these went down yesterday, but I got a few messages about it. I thought I could do another Stark history this time of Muff for you, if you'd like.
Yes, these were my favourite yesterday, and a lot of people saying they really enjoy them. It's like a brief history lesson, if you will.
Yeah. I thought I could do this for Muff, and then we could do one for the Giant's Ring, and then we'll call it a day on that until BBC Four come knocking.
Okay.
Are you ready? Do you want to crack on?
Yeah, I've got some music.
Okay,
here we
great.
Go. Yeah.
Oh, I've got to put the voice on. Sorry, I've got to switch into a different mode here. Muff, Muff, Muff. Well, hello, and welcome to another Stark History of Britain. And you find me in Muff, on the Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland border. The first thing you think of when I say the word Muff? That's right, the River Foyle, which flows through this fine, fine town. For centuries, men have arrived in Muff with one thing on their mind. Fishing in the river. Scott, play the fishing music.
What's
don't know what that? Would be,
okay.
Just find me some fishing music quick.
They've already prepared. Here we are.
That would do. Muff has a long and rich history. It's said to have been around as long as humankind. Muff has developed significantly through the last decades. The 60s was wild and free. The 70s was groovy. There were certain things acceptable in the 80s. Through to the modern day, where I now find Muff basic, clean, but beautifully kept. There really is something for everybody in Muff, Muff, Muff. There we go.
I think, like, their tourist board would probably use that. You know when you go to a tourist information centre and they have a recording on loop, which is all about the local area? That would be that, I think.
Mm. I'd
they could
that.
Use that.
And actually, we have got someone here who does a website all about Muff. Gronya here is like the Zoella of Muff.
Sure.
And she does a blog called Crack on Muff. And it's all about what's going on in the town. And we are featuring very heavily today, as you can imagine.
Oh, so we'll be able to see it, will we?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, she's blogging away in the corner here. Gronya, yes, she loves it. Crack on Muff. Now, listen, Scott, there's one more thing I need to do before I head off to the Giant's Ring. And that is to have a very quick Muff Liquor cocktail. You know Muff Liquor. We've talked about them before. They were on Funny Business. It was perhaps our best ever Funny Business.
Yeah, an actual company that that make all the drinks in the area, yeah.
So for you and everyone listening, I'm going to have a Muff Liquor cocktail in your honour. I hope you think I've deserved it. It's been a busy couple of days.
You have?
Yes, absolutely. It's for comic relief.
Scott Mills.
Now straight back to Muff on the road to the Lolathon, and Chris Stark is enjoying a drink while on Radio 1.
Hello, mate. You know, you can't put it like that. I'm having a cocktail in Muff.
Basically drinking on the job.
Nah, you can't say that. Muff Liquor, we've talked about them on Funny Business before. We talked about them on the show. So they're very kindly going to make me a cocktail. It's kind of like, when in Muff, what can you do? We've done the scuba outfit thing. Yeah. So, you know, we've dealt with the Muff diving team. Yeah. It feels Muff Liquor's next target, you know?
Right, so you're in a bar right now. Set the scene for me.
I'm in a bar right now, yep. And we've got Laura, who's our friend, of course. You've met her before. We spoke to her on Funny Business. We're in a bar. There's a few people dotted around. Hello, everyone.
this is
happening. Scott, you know what they say? When in Muff.
It's absolutely.
Do as the Muffers do.
Yeah. Do you know, I don't mind you having a little cocktail there, because, like, you've worked so hard over the last 24 hours. Well, 48 hours, really. And it's not like you've got a 24-hour show to do this time tomorrow, is it?
Exactly. Just think of it as prinks for the Lolathon. I'm just having this cocktail made for me right now. What are we calling this cocktail? Starkey's Muff.
Right.
Yeah, we couldn't think of a better name than that. But it's about to be presented to me. Do you want? Hang on 1 second. I'll tell you how it tastes. Okay. Well, actually, I've got Niall here. Do you want to just speak to him?
He can
tell you through it.
Hello there. Who's speaking to you, sir?
Scott Mills.
Scott, how's it going, Scott?
Hello, Niall. Yeah. What's in this drink, please?
So we've got Muff vodka, we've got some lemon juice, sugar, and a little bit of cassis syrup, which is like a blackcurrant syrup.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's really good. Tasty.
Sorry, no, I don't want to make it sound like we're dossing around here.
No,
you know,
no.
It's
give that a try.
All right. It's sort of Lolathon related, this, but...
We do need to
cheers,
get to
everyone.
We do need to get to the next destination, but for now, cheers, okay?
Yeah, yeah. We're down this sensibly, and then we'll head to the Giant's Ring, okay? Everyone, here's to the crack. A toast to Lolathon and to Muff.
Cheers!
Cheers, yeah.
Scott Mills.
I don't know whether this is an honest mistake from when my mum was staying, but whatever joker has come into my house and series links Coronation Street, you're an idiot, because I've now got about 500 episodes, which I didn't even realise it was series linking until last night. I haven't watched it for a long time. It's filled up my whole planner. Who was it?
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. So some joker's been in my house and done something that I would never actually do. They've series linked Coronation Street. Someone said it's either your mum or it's when Keith Lemon went into your house for Through the Keyhole, which is entirely possible, and I hadn't even thought of that. That was Martin Garrix and Bieber Exa. So yeah, I've got, I don't know, maybe it's like, it's a lot of episodes, it's hundreds. Could be worse though, eh, Jordan?
It could be, Scott. Try 146 episodes of The News at 10.
Did you do that?
No. So I was at my grand's for Christmas, and we've got a takeaway. Tried to pause the TV, and it said not enough space. And I thought, that's a bit weird. My grand doesn't really know how to use technology. And went in to find she recorded 146 episodes of The News at 10.
Oh, did she watch them all back, or...?
No.
Now, she's just pressed R by mistake there, hasn't she?
Yeah, and then I had to delete them all. And then when you're going to delete it, you then have to then delete them again to make sure you definitely want to delete them. So it took me 20 minutes.
How many episodes of News at 10?
146. Takes a long time.
Right, how much percentage was that using up?
About 70. Well, I couldn't record any more, so I think it used it all up.
Right, but, yeah. You're on 100%. Oh, bless. At least they're all gone now. She probably only recorded one episode.
Scott Mills.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott, it's MJ here.
Hey, MJ. Anything I can help you with?
So I know last week you were asking about the lengths people go for a hookup, and I haven't travelled very far, but I have gone to some extreme efforts.
Yeah, we mentioned it briefly last week. There are people that will travel miles in order to hook up. But
yeah.
You haven't travelled, but you've made extreme effort, right?
Yeah, so basically there was this guy who, well, I got really, really obsessed with Tom Holland, and I found this guy who looked identical to him in my town, and just over a few months just got to know him.
How did you get to know him?
He worked at the local bar, so just every single time I was in there, I just got more and more information about him.
Right.
So finally, he was going to move away, so he messaged me. He was like, I'm going to leave, so do you want to meet up before we go? And I was like, yeah, of course. And he was like, can I come round? And I was like, yep, absolutely. But I was living with my parents at the time, so I couldn't really have him come back. They work from home.
Hmm.
So that all happened. And I had to book an Airbnb because I thought, you know what, I'm not going to let this opportunity slide. and it's going to happen. So I managed to book an Airbnb for the next 2 nights. So me and the girls could go and make it look absolutely lived in, took all my possessions there, candles, blankets, everything, so that when he came to the Airbnb, he thought that that's where I live.
So you completely convinced him that that was your house?
Yeah, completely convinced him. And it was really awkward because the turning was so hard to find. Like, when I couldn't really describe how to get there, even though it was my house.
You can't
and then
find
when he
it.
Got there, I know, when he got there, I was like, do you want a tea or a coffee? He was like, yeah, I have a coffee. But in this Airbnb, they only had a cafetiere. And I just had never used a cafetiere before.
Oh, I hate them.
I had to like sneak to the toilet and secretly, silently FaceTime my best friend and be like, how do I use a cafetiere?
Yeah, or you've always got your how-to video on YouTube, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but it was too late. I just went out and I was like, you could just make it yourself.
It's really awkward when you've invited someone to your house and invite them in for a tea or coffee and then you're like, actually, where's the fridge?
I know, and I had to like rehearse where all the cups and stuff were, so it just looked a little bit more like it was actually mine.
What possessions did you put in apart from candles and blankets?
I brought my PlayStation. I got, you know, my laptop there, so it looked like I was like, you know, had my little desk area, emergency beers in the fridge.
You really went for it, didn't you?
I really did. It had to be legit, and I just couldn't let that opportunity slide. He looked exactly like Tom Holland.
And did Tom Holland fall for it?
Yes, he did.
And has Tom Holland now moved away from the area?
Yes, he has.
Wow. I've never heard of anyone like passing off an Airbnb as their own before.
Yeah, no, I was very lucky, but I had a little help from my friends, so that's all good. Scott
Mills. Chris Stark on the road to the Lollathon. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Even though you're on the road, we're still going to do funny business, okay? Because Tuesday. So I'm going to put you through to a business with a lol name. Quite apt, really, as we're about to do a 24-hour Lollathon. You just have to not laugh, okay?
Yeah. I didn't want to miss this. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I wanted you to still be involved. Okay, because I'm going to put you through now to a company. I like this one, actually. Just don't laugh, all right?
All right. Here we go.
New Benders Plumbing Services, how can I help you?
No way. Sorry. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, my name's Chris. Can you say your name again?
My company name or my name?
Sorry, your name and your company name.
My name is Jane. My company name is U-Benders.
U-Benders?
U-Benders Plumbing Services.
Oh, okay, cool. So just to check, anything that I'd need plumbing related, go for U-Benders, yeah?
Correct, that's right.
All right, brilliant. Well, if I need anything plumbing done, I'll give you a call. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Radio 1 is so stupid at the moment.
I know. The problem is, mate, there's just a lot going on. I'm distracted by a lot of the... You know, my mind for the last day or two is kind of frazzled from rude words and actually quite immature jokes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe I should duct out of this game.
It's only going to get worse. We've got to do it for 24 hours, mate.
24 hours. Ah! All right, well, listen, it's your turn. Are you ready? We're going to connect you...
Yeah, so ready.
...to someone now.
Yeah, so ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to listen in. Remember the rule, don't laugh. Okay. I always seem to forget it. And good luck with the small talk.
Okay, they're putting me through.
Hello, Finebat.
Hello, who's that?
Hello, Finebats.
Finebats?
Yes.
Okay, and where do I find you this afternoon?
We're in a sandwich bar in Mid-Sussex.
Oh, that's lovely. And a fine selection of sandwiches, but also the baps there, yeah?
Yes, we do. We have a good selection. Lots of specials.
What are the specials called?
We've got a few popular ones. I think by far the most popular one is when people pop in for a sausage party.
What is that? I mean, obviously sausage, but what else is in a sausage party?
The sausage party is butcher's sausage, smoked cheese, and our special red onion chutney.
Well, that sounds magnificent.
Yeah. Pop in to find Baps for a sausage party.
Well, that's very kind of you. Next time I'm in the Mid-Sussex area, I'll certainly take you up on that.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know about the specials there. That was amazing.
That was an extra bonus. Scott Mills. It's worth me actually mentioning some people that have sent jokes that I could never read on the Lollathon. Paul, I've got yours. That's definitely not going on. David in Bristol. No, never. Chloe in Colchester. Not happening. Jack. Jack in Southampton. It's really not happening, Jack. Hello, Chris Stark.
Hello, mate. You okay?
Yeah, I just thought I'd shout out some of the people that are never going to get on Lollathon tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good idea. After a certain time of night, it's going to get rude, but not as bad as these ones I'm just seeing now.
Do you know what? Some people listening right now, you're sick.
They're wrongins.
Sick mind.
That's what they are. Now, I'm quite concerned that you are running behind schedule because I think your plane leaves in less than 3 hours and you and flights don't go together that well.
No, I'm not even joking with what's going on at the moment. So the car is, we're pulled over and I'm just slightly away because the car's in a petrol station. I'm so adamant that we're going to get to the Giant's Ring before we go to the airport, but there's some kind of problem with the fuel cap.
I
had a quick look at it and was like, nah, I'll go do bangers. So I'm sort of over here and the rest of the guys are trying to sort out what the situation is there. But from what I can see from here, the lady from the petrol station is now out looking at the car. So,
oh, no.
So exciting times.
Not exciting, stressful times. You've got to be back here for a show tomorrow, like a really long one.
Yeah, I know. But we've got to get to the Giant's Ring first. I think it's all doable.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, I would be the same, though. I'd go and look at the fuel cap and go...
Can't help you.
Badly
broken down. Brilliant. So
this is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Has the lady sorted it yet? Do you know?
No. Our producer Will's just come over to say that the car is broken down now, so they're having to call someone out.
Oh.
So Giant's Ring might be off. I don't know.
The car's broken down?
Yeah, Will, car's actually broken down. It's broken down. Is it, I mean, mate, you... Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's do bangers.
Right, so this is great news. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Can you hear that I'm a little bit stressed by this situation?
No, you don't sound stressed at all.
I just need Chris back here by, like, 1 tomorrow, and if he could get some sleep in between now and then, that would also be good. But at the moment, he's in Northern Ireland. Yeah. Are you looking forward to a lot of fun tomorrow?
Buzzing.
It's going to be good. 24 hours of things that are very funny. Now, I'm getting more people asking for plans, like what's going to happen. So much is going to happen, but a lot of it's also been kept from me so that it's a surprise for me, but it's going to be big. So make sure you're with us tomorrow from 1 and donate. All right, Alex?
Yeah, okay, no worries.
All right, so this is what I've got for you today on Bangers. This is my choice. This is Call On Me by Eric Prydz. Thoughts on that one, Alex?
Yeah, I think I'm going to probably go for that one.
Okay, well, you haven't heard the other one yet?
No, I think I'm ready, don't worry.
Okay, Chris, what do you got?
All right, Alex, well, look, I'll try and tempt you away with this. It's a good one. It's the Arctic Monkeys. When the sun goes down.
Yeah. Two choices. You've got to pick one, Alex.
I think it's a pretty obvious choice. I think Scott deserves it after he's lost the last few, hasn't he?
I think Scott deserves it because he's lost a lot recently. Was that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, good. It's just sometimes our phones, I can't hear you, but I'm glad and thank you.
One. In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.
Okay, so this isn't great. I have just spoken to Chris, and the car is definitely not. It's not. It's off. And I thought that was just a bit of like, oh, lol, not really. Cause comic relief. Really not. So Chris is near Belfast trying to get to our final Lolathon, Road to Lolathon destination, which is Giant Ring. Giant Rings. He's got to be here by 1 p.m. tomorrow. The car is broken. They might have to tow it. There is a... Well, Chris, if you're listening, there is a ferry, but for that you'd have to travel from Belfast to Dublin and then just a simple 9.5 hours on the ferry from there to Anglesey or Holyhead, or just a simple boat Belfast to Stranraer and then a 10-hour drive. So either of those are an option.
Scott Mills.
Okay, guys, an update. Somebody's just turned up. I don't know how they found Chris and the team, but they've just turned up and they've fixed the problem. Turns out, I'm reading this directly off my text. Turns out the car was changed from a diesel to a petrol or something. And then I've got to thank beep for that from Chris. So the plan is back on Giant's Ring, our final destination, and then home for the Lolathon.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Hey, it's Scott. So my trusty team on the road to the Lolathon have just tried to put diesel into a petrol car. Haven't they not had this car for like 3 days? And couldn't figure why the nozzle wouldn't go in. That's because the diesel nozzle, thanks all of you pointing this out, is made bigger so as not to fit a petrol car. Anyway, small glitch. They're on the way to Giant's Ring, and we'll have a Road to Lolathon update from our last location soon.
Scott Mills.
This is the Road to the Lolathon.
Chris Stark has been on the road for what must seem an eternity now, but he's reached, I believe, reached his final destination. Chris, where are you?
I am here. I am at the Giant's Ring. And it is wonderful. What a place to finish. It's beautiful.
I know.
And what's nice as well is that a load of cars are starting to turn up and see us. I've got Johnny over there. He's here, he's hearing us on the radio. And a few more guys have just come along. Hello. So it's quite nice that we're going to finish in the Giant's Ring. I'm just buzzing that we could get here in time. Sorry about the drama before.
Yeah. Grant in Nottingham says, the team's failure to solve the petrol/diesel problem is the best joke I've heard all week.
Yeah, honestly, it was pathetic. But it's all good. Look, the main thing is we're here. It's been a really fun couple of days. In fact, the whole road to Lolathon's been really good.
Yeah.
With Jordan and Adele. And yeah. I'm just really pleased to finish it off in the Giant's Ring.
I don't understand. Have you not had that car for a long time and you've only just realised?
What? The petrol thing?
Yeah.
No, look, it's not my... I'll be honest, it's not really my fault or responsibility. But, truth. And, but I just went along with it. It's all good.
Okay.
Team, do you know what? The team on this has been brilliant.
Apart from the petrol diesel theme, but they have been good. And I've been really enjoying all the Instagram stuff on Radio 1 and on your account. So, if you have what will be our last set of jokes in the joke book, in the big... Book of LOL, then if you're anywhere near Giant's Ring in Ireland, then turn up and write it in the book, because you've got to get back for an actual show, like a 24-hour show for Red Nose Day.
I know, mate. I'm really excited for that, but right now it feels like we just need to finish up here and then journey back, and then we go again tomorrow, mate. But yeah, we're in Giant's Ring. Good news.
Okay. So if you're in the area, go see Chris. Do you have another Stark guide too?
Yes, this time it's the Giant's Ring.
Your final destination on the road to the Lolathon before it all happens tomorrow at 1 p.m. 24 hours of jokes. People are really enjoying your tourist guide, so let's have it.
Here we go. You join me in the Giant's Ring, just south of Belfast. This site is an ARSE, an area of recent significant excavation. And archaeologists have found evidence to say this stone ring was erected around 2700 BC. At the centre of the ring is an ancient tomb that is thought to have been a meeting place, although today it does seem rather muddy. Many men have entered the giant's ring. What people may not know is that some entered horseback when it was used as a racetrack in the 18th century. Fast forward to today, and it feels a fitting place to end this stark history of Britain. The Giant's Ring is a perfect place to meet, gaze, and enjoy the views towards Belfast. There you go.
Was that it?
That's it, mate. They've got words as we've gone on, haven't we?
There we are. Sorry. The Giant's Ring there. Just near Belfast, of course.
You know what? Like, this has all been so ridiculous, so much fun. But, Scott, let's bring on the Lolathon tomorrow.
Bring it on. And what an amazing lead-up to it. Thank you very much to everyone that was involved in the road to the Lolathon. And it begins tomorrow, 1 p.m. If you could come back to Radio 1, that would be really good.
I'm on my way, mate. Let's do this.
Good afternoon, JT, who is in Dover. He's like, can you give us any idea of the celebrity guests on Lolathon? I actually don't want to spoil it for you because we've got so much stuff. We are full, 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 which is going to be good because I remember 2 years ago, there was one point about 3 o'clock in the morning where all the guests just left and I was like, well... And then that was just when Chris had a large pizza, which seemed like a great idea at 1 a.m. By 3 a.m, actually asleep at the microphone, pretty much. Anyway, we've learned from our mistakes. 1 p.m. tomorrow. Scott Mills. So please come and join us tomorrow at 1. We'll need your donations and we'll need some more jokes. What a lead up, though, to 24 hours of jokes for Comic Relief. Thank you, Jordan North. Thank you, Adele Roberts. Thank you, Chris Stark, for travelling to the best named places in the UK and filling up our book of jokes.
This is the road to the Lolathon.
One. Hello, I'm Jordan North and I am live in Knob End.
The Book of LOL is making its way around the country, stopping off at funny places, finding funny people.
We've got a town crier here.
Oh. Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! We are here in Wolverhampton with BBC Radio 1.
What do we want?
Low flying aeroplane noises.
When do we want it?
Meow.
I am live from the Books Tavern in Wolverhampton.
Good morning, Jordan North. Today, the Book of LOL has made its way from Piece of Piddle to another lovely part of the UK on a farm. I am in Lower Swell. Have you ever experienced Lower Swell?
Chris, where are you this morning?
I'm in Thong, mate. We're in this lay-by. I didn't really think anyone would come along, but car after car after car has turned up going, is this Radio 1?
I woke up this morning, tried to catch some fog, missed.
I'm at Dancing Dicks Lane. So what I was thinking, Scott, is maybe if we can play a bit of music, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Richard here to dance on Dancing Dicks Lane.
OK, dance, Dick, dance.
Oh, look at him go. Dance, Richard, dance.
On the line right now, we have Chris Stark.
Hi, Nick. Hi, Annie. Hiya,
hello, Chris. Everyone. How is your intrepid journey to Muff going? Where are you flying and, to?
To
Donegal? Shannon?
No. We're going into... Actually, I need to check.
Chris Stark, where are you?
Gregory, I am about to enter Muff. And I'm with the mayor of Muff right now. She's actually put her chain on me. And what did you say I'm now going to be, Niamh?
You're going to be the honorary mayor for the day.
Isn't that great? Do you find me in Muff? On the Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland border. The first thing you think of when I say the word Muff? That's right, the River Foyle.
The most ridiculous photo I've seen is you in the diving outfit there.
Full scuba gear under the Welcome to Muff sign.
Yeah?
I'm done. I don't think it can get any better.
So what's the plan now?
We need to move on because we want to try fit in one more place. We're going to head to the Giant's Ring.
Now, I'm quite concerned that you are running behind schedule.
We're pulled over, and I'm just slightly away because the car's in a petrol station. I'm so adamant that we're going to get to the Giant's Ring before we go to the airport, but there's some kind of problem with the fuel cap.
And Chris, where are you?
I am here. I am at the Giant's Ring. and it is wonderful. What a place to finish.
This is the road to the Lollathon.
One! Scott Mills.
So, tomorrow is the day. 1 p.m. Join us for 24 hours of lols on the Lollathon for Red Nose Day. Eek. See you tomorrow.
Scott Mills. One.